welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest, Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities Superintendent Jason Umstadt. Flood watch remains in effect until Sunday morning. Mostly cloudy today with showers. High near 73. Cloudy tonight, rain likely, low near 50. And then for Friday, mostly cloudy and showers and a high near 61. You might as well just get used to hearing clouds and showers because that's pretty much what we're going to have over the next few days. Now, Jason, you and I live not really close to each other in Pataskala, but we're both out there. I know my dog about 1:30 this morning was like, hey, there's some noises outside. And then the tornado sirens went off. Did you hear all that this morning?
Oh, yeah. You know, really happy about the alerts that they get on the phone. When we know this bad weather's coming, we always put like certain things in a big Ziploc bag so we can grab it quick and we go to the basement. I tell you what I was, was thinking about last night when all this was happening. We were waiting until Dave Mazza told us we could come upstairs. I have a scanner and I was listening to all the alerts going. And I tell you, you know, our fire, EMS, our police, all those folks are out in the middle of all this and risking their lives. And I give them, you know, a ton of credit for the work that they do. And we're very lucky to have good emergency services in this county.
Yeah. And for me, you know, people say, well, do you go to the basement? I'm like, well, yeah, I can't tell people to do that on the radio if I don't do the same thing. So the thing went off and we're looking for the dog because he's running around crazy. The other one was just like, I'm going to stay right here in bed. I'm not moving. I'm next to two people in it. And this guy, he's just flying everywhere. And I'm like, well, we got to get him down the basement to open that basement door and go. I mean, and you've seen him.
Oh, yeah.
He takes his time. But yeah, I mean, we went right down to the basement. We don't fool around. When those things go off, you know, that's it. Just take no chances. And it seems like lately, and this dovetails into nicely with the Board of DD, these things have been happening at the overnight hours. I mean, that's got to worry you with some of the folks that you work with. How do you kind of help with those folks as well?
Well, you know, I think that what happens typically is that, you know, the providers have done a lot of training with their staff, so they're well versed in how to respond to these types of things. In the event that we have in the past have seen some damage that's been caused, I mean, obviously the board staff will then, you know, check in with mm-hmm. That particular provider and make sure that everything's fine. And then again, if we need to assist with, finding housing options for people temporarily, we'll definitely step in and do that.
Yeah. Did you get any calls from anybody last night? Anything that we had to worry about?
Not at this point in time, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't something that happened. Yeah. We have a on-call system and it goes through several people before it would get to me. And now if there's a catastrophic situation, they would call me.
Sure, sure. So you mentioned the scanner.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, for folks, we talked about this already. You are retired. Well, you're stepping down because you're taking a job with the state. Today is actually your last day. Will you keep that scanner with you? Or will you be like, you know what? I don't need to do this anymore.
Well, it is mine. So, yes, I will keep it. And I grew up in, you know, rural West Virginia. And I worked in fire EMS when I was younger, and so I'm kind of interested in some of that. Not that I want to get back into it, but just because it's just something that I did for many years as a volunteer. And so having it is, kind of takes care of that need to want to do that work. And so anyways, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep it. There's some interesting things you can hear on that at times. I will tell you that.
Maybe a little bit of an adrenaline junkie?
Yeah, well,
maybe a little?
I don't know.
Jason?
Maybe
oh, no.
A little?
Well, maybe a little bit. But there's a lot that goes on in this county, mm-hmm. and Franklin County, as you can imagine. And so I'm not saying that it's on all the time in my house. I'm just going to be honest with you. So, but in times like last night, yeah. You know, it was very helpful and it made me think of just how lucky we are again, you know, to, yep. to have this service.
Well, yeah, you can almost kind of track where the storms are just based on the calls coming in and who needs help.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can really kind of help determine whether you're in the path or not.
Yeah, it sounded like a lot was, and I don't know this, but it sounded like could be some lightning strikes and things like mm-hmm. trees down, things like that last night.
So. Yeah, well, I know yesterday during the day, station owner, his sister lives in Thornport. She sent us pictures of golf ball size hail.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been an interesting 24 hours for weather.
Well, the interim superintendent that's going to, you know, fill in my position until the board finds a permanent replacement is that she was looking at her phone, she said that her husband's new Toyota truck got, she lives in Morgan County, and hail went through, I guess, this kind of maybe south of 70, and he has some dents in his truck, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, that's never a good thing when you bring home the new vehicle.
No.
You look outside and you go, wow, look at that. A golf-sized hail, and my car's outside in that. That's never a good thing.
No.
All right. Well, you mentioned interim superintendent Wendy Gorrell is going to be with the Lincoln County Board of DD. Today is your last day. And I said to myself coming in, I'm like, now, I just made Tim Young, the executive director of Goodwill, cry last week. I thought, okay, can I do that two times in a row? Can I get another person who I respect and admire, get him to cry again? But again, not trying to do any of that. But, you know, as you sit back now, Jason, and today is your last day, has it hit you? I mean, has it finally hit you that this is it?
Yeah. You know, I've had time to process this, and I literally realized about a week ago that I've really gone through all the stages of grief in this situation. It's really hard to leave an agency that that just does so many good things for the community, but also that we have such a great staff and a great leadership team. I mean, they're not just our staff. I mean, these are people that are like family to me, and I think of it that way. And so, you know, going through those stages, you know, there was times that I thought I was getting the flu and realized that it wasn't the flu at all. It was just this was bothering me so much, you know. And but I am in the acceptance stage now, so the final stage, and I realized that you know, by doing this move, it's, you know, I'm sure that the board is going to find someone even better than what I was able to do. And and again, with the current leadership team and the staff that we have, it's going to continue to do good things. We're going to continue to do good things in this community, and I'm going to be able to watch it happen. And and so, you know, in this new position, and you said with the state, it's not with the state. It's
right. I meant to say the Ohio Association. Yeah.
And but anyways, in this new position, it gives me the opportunity to help advocate more on a statewide and a federal level, as well as shape policy. And so that's important to me. And I'm really grateful for that opportunity as well. But it's been tough to get to this point, though. I will tell you that, Dave. And again, it's we got good people.
Mm-hmm.
Good
people. Yeah. I mean, when you think about making that move, I mean, you can explain to folks who you're going to be working with. And I just said to you, when you start, you're like, I fly out Sunday. You don't even get a chance to kind of just relax and enjoy a weekend off of not having to do anything.
This guy's got the scanner on his house all the time. Who needs relax?
That's what I said. You know, an adrenaline junkie. I'm like, well, there's pretty much the definition right there. So, but I mean, maybe explain to folks what you're going to be doing, because you really are. And you and I talked about this when you mentioned the board that you were looking at. It this does give you a chance to help so many more folks.
Yeah. And so I'm going to be working for the Ohio Healthcare Association. They represent about 1,200 members statewide. They are not only in the DD system, but they also work with the skilled nursing facilities, assisted livings, home health, hospice, you know, all of those supporting agencies throughout the state that are members. And again, they do a lot of work legislatively, which is stuff that I thoroughly enjoy doing. And again, you know, anything that I can do to positively impact the lives of you know, more people and greater ways, then I'm all in for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they approached me, it was, you know, something that I had to process. And I just realized that if you look at all the things that I've even done in the 9 years at the board, you know, that those situations where I've been able to kind of influence or shape policy or at least contribute to different things that have changed and evolved, that's when I usually get really excited about those things. And so, you know, I was looking back when I was sending things or looking at my files on my computer, and I found this folder that said testimonies, and I was like, oh, I got to send that to myself because I want a copy of all that. And I started reading, and I was like, I forgot about that time that we did that work. And it was just, it's just interesting to see the things that we've been able to accomplish just here in 9 years.
Yeah. And he's, I mean, when he talks about testimony, he to the General Assembly on numerous occasions. He likes that stuff, Joel. I mean, he likes going there and dealing with politicians. And I think to myself, I thought this guy was smarter than this. What is going on here?
Smartest guy in the room, apparently.
But he does enjoy that. I
well,
mean, you do.
You know, you have to, I mean, we all have to understand that our elected officials, they never come in, no one's ever going to come into an office and know everything that they need to know in regards to every decision that they're going to have to make on behalf of their constituents. And so it takes people to help educate them so that they can make informed decisions that's in the best interest of the people that they're representing. And they appreciate that, too. So, you know, we've got great leadership here. We've got, you know, really strong and good elected officials that care about us. And I'm going to be happy to still work with them, mm-hmm. but also work with others throughout the state.
9 years. I mean, it kind of feels like it just has blown by. I mean, Jason, I remember when you first came in here and you were a nervous wreck. My man had notes. He was writing over here. And now he comes in here just laid back.
It's all good.
Yeah, but I mean, 9 years goes pretty fast.
I actually remember that. And I did. I had all these notes. And it was. And when I left, I remember saying that messed me completely up because I shouldn't have notes. You should just talk. But also, I was brand new, too. But I do remember that. It was funny that you bring up the 9 years thing. My daughter saw it. I ran across the picture from like the first year that I was at the board, and she's like, "Oh, you were young." I was like, 9 years younger. Yeah, that's true.
Not all the aging happened at work, though, I'll bet.
Nah. Well, you know, she was, and of course, Mia was. She's 11 now.
Yeah, it's hard to
she
believe.
She's two.
Well, so. And I remember you and I, not to go down memory lane, but we were at a band show up in Brunswick for the state final. And I looked over and I went, that looks familiar. I said, I know that guy. And then that's when you said,
that's right.
Your son is in the band. And Justin, my son, knew him right away. Said, oh, yeah, he's over there playing. And it's just funny how things work out.
I mean, small world.
Yes. I mean, and again, it's been a pleasure getting to know Jason. Again, full disclosure, I sit on the Lincoln County Board of DD, have a lot of fun getting to know him and the passion that you have for that. But, I mean, sometimes, Jason, things don't work out the way you want. You got to kind of move on the fly, and this goes to your staff. I mean, they have been able to adjust numerous times over the past 9 years to make sure you get these services to folks who need them.
Yeah, well, and I think it kind of comes with the job almost. I mean, if you look back in, you know, even five decades, six decades back, I mean, the DD system has changed dramatically, and it continues to change very rapidly. So we have to adjust quite often. So and then the other thing is that, you know, we work with people, and every person that we work with has different needs, and so we have to meet those needs where those people are in their life. And so it's not a diagnosis you're attached to, it's a person, and each person's different, just like the three of us in this room right now. We all have different needs and different things that we like, things that we dislike, and so we need to meet people where they are.
And as you always say, you get them from birth to death. That's the only agency that gets them through, you know, their entire life. And that can be daunting. I mean, to have that responsibility. And the one thing that I've enjoyed about being on the board is folks who are on the board who have family members who are involved and receive services, because I'll tell you, you learn a lot. I think at our last board meeting, I was just amazed. Julie Renner talking about changes. And I think to myself, my God, I would never have to worry about that. But this is something these folks, parents, grandparents, are dealing with on a daily basis. I mean, it really is amazing.
Absolutely. I met with two family members. Well, four family members, actually, but it was two couples, and their children are getting older now. So they're in the kind of the geriatric stages of life. And, you know, again, there's a thing that, you know, they've been with us since they were very young, and now, you know, they're entering into the, you know, the senior days in their life, and so you know, they're looking at how services will alter based upon their new needs as they get older, and we're there to meet them.
Yeah.
So
no doubt. It's amazing the impact that the board has had on so many folks here in the community. We'll take a quick break You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Jason Umstadt, Superintendent, Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Flood watch remains in effect until Sunday morning. Cloudy skies and rain today. Cloudy skies and rain the rest of the week. 73-year high today. Joel, go ahead and get him, because we were just sitting here talking about flying, and he... The guy admitted it. I mean, that's the beauty of Jason. I mean, he admitted it because
he's an open book.
He said, oh, man, rented a Lincoln Continental to drive to Chicago one time.
It's a beautiful
thing.
And
he enjoyed it. I mean, he's like, yeah, I got the big mobile.
I believe the word therapy was used.
Yeah.
Which, Lincolns, that's what they trade on. That's luxury for sure.
Our own local Matthew McConaughey driving. I mean, Jason, a Continental, that was what you picked?
I didn't want to fly up there because I just wanted to take some time myself and be able to, you know, clear some thoughts in my head. And I went over to the airport to see what kind of selection of cars they had, and there was three Lincoln Continentals, and I said, I want to take one of those. And I was by myself, and like I told you, Joel, there's so much room in this car. I could have just not stayed in the hotel. I could have slept in the car and I had plenty of room. You could fit three adults in the floorboard. It was so big. And that, you know, they don't, I think they're bringing that car back. They stopped making it for a while, but they're bringing it back, which is kind of nice. But it was just something I just wanted a big, comfortable.
That's awesome. Could you even fit that thing through the drive thru?
Well, it was funny to check it in at the valet at the hotel. Anyways, it was good. It was the best thing. It was great.
I hope there wasn't like three Corvettes, a Camaro, Lamborghini. My man went, give me that Lincoln Continental.
The middle one.
Yeah. It was great. It was great.
Oh,
I recommend
it. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of great, a lot of great things have been accomplished in your 9 years with the board. And it's awful hard to always look back. But Jason, as you sat back here and you talked about going through your files and getting your office cleared out, have there been some moments where you just thought, boy, this is what we wanted to do, we got it done, I couldn't be any prouder?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I first came on, we had that five-year term levy that, you know, voters continually supported, but they kept telling us, is there any way that you can do something where you're not on the ballot all the time? Well, we couldn't because it was a term levy. So fortunately, we got permission from the commissioners, and we were able to, and the voters approved making that a continuing levy. And then we were able to add additional millage, which the voters approved as well, that kept us off the ballot, just like we promised for 8 to 10 years, which we've kept that promise. Then to do the renovation of the E.S. Wyant Center, which, you know, we explored all different options and what possible place we could get that would house all of our employees. And it just kept coming back to the Wyant Center. And when we did the groundbreaking, we didn't know that there was such a connection to the community with that building and us. And so we're very grateful that we were able to do that. And now all of our staff are working under one roof. And then from there to the house in Aetna that we were able to construct by gift from a family. So that serves youth and is doing well. And you know, we're just, you know, those are big accomplishments, but also, you know, helping, you know, get in some, you know, legislation that really helps, you know, our system. That wasn't something that I did myself, obviously. I can't do that, but able to influence that process and make sure that, you know, we're able to do things that have more positive impacts with people. And so, you know, there's lots of different examples of things we've been able to accomplish in those last 9 years. But I think the best thing is just that we have a really good culture at our agency. People truly care. And And it shows, and that's important to us.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about all the different things and the growth.
Just having to deal with growth alone.
I thought maybe you might mention how you've been able to deal. I mean, exponential growth here in the county over the last 9 years. You got to be, I mean, I'm sure there are days where you're always thinking, boy, I wish we could do more. I wish we could do more. But, I mean, the growth has been unbelievable, and you've been able to continue to provide those services even through a pandemic.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I started, we served just a tad under 1,600 people, and I was in 15, and last year we served over 2,600. So it's grown significantly. And then, you know, like you said, the pandemic, you know, we didn't know what to expect with the pandemic, but, you know, and we have really good, strong providers, and we have a really good, strong relationship with them. And it showed during the pandemic. When they needed stuff, we were able to get it for them. When they needed support, we were able to get it for them. When they needed additional funding, we were able to get it for them. And, you know, I think Abby said this once too, you know, it wasn't just about the individuals that we support that we were checking in. It was about the families. It was about the staff. It was about everybody that was coming together to help us get through this. And again, those partnerships truly blossomed, but not only blossomed, but we're able to demonstrate the true value of what, you know, those really strong relationships can produce.
Mm-hmm. So given that growth, Jason, over the last 9 years, what seeds have been planted like in the last 12 to 18 months that you hope grow to fruition in the coming years?
I think that, again, getting a new person in the seat and getting them ready, I think that combined with the talents and strengths of the leadership team that we have in place will continue, you know, we'll be able to continue our operations with. I mean, I truly don't think anybody will notice that I'm gone. I mean, that's how strong this group is. And that's a good feeling. That's a real, you'd think that would be a bad feeling, but it really isn't. It's a really good feeling to know that, you know, the board's going to continue, and the board's going to continue to do good things. And at least if I can say anything, we've been able to establish, build that strong foundation, and that strong foundation is going to continue with the mission that people depend on us for.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm extremely grateful. And to be honest with you, it would have been a tough decision. It would have been a harder decision to make if I knew that there was some things that we were struggling with, and there's not. So, mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give to whoever takes your seat? I mean, is there anything that you would say specifically to somebody? Because you followed in the footsteps of Nancy Neely, who was an institution here. I mean, still is, does a lot in the community. But is there something that you would say to whoever comes after Jason Umstadt? Not telling them what to do, but some words of wisdom.
Yeah, Well, one, I'm not a micromanager, and you'll hear people say that they're not a micromanager in leadership positions, and yes, they are. But I don't think there's anyone on the leadership team at the board that would say that I am a micromanager. So my advice to anyone coming in is you don't have to do what I did, but one thing that I really did, and people have complimented me on it, is just I let people expand on their strengths. And you know, weaknesses will get through, but they expand on their own strengths, and I step back and watch, let them grow in their positions and do the same. So I would tell the next person to look, these folks know their jobs. Let them do their job, and you'll see good things out of it. And you kind of need to do that anyways, but I've said this for years, is that if you hire somebody at a director level position and you have to micromanage them, then you've hired the wrong person. And so I've been very fortunate to be able to work with some amazing people, and I'm going to miss them. But I'm still going to be around. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you got your shed in your backyard. I mean, I know he's not going anywhere. He tells me he walks 5 miles a day, or tries to walk 5 miles.
That's a lot of laps between the house and the shed.
I didn't say where he did. And he's one of those that walks around with one earbud in, yeah, and keeps the other one out. And I said, well, why? He says, that's a way enough I can hear cars are coming. And I never thought about that. Cars. I just thought he did that in case somebody said hi. I'm like, I'll just keep mine in. I'll keep my head down and I'll go. Now, are you a power walker?
Yeah. And I do that so people don't stop and talk to me because I'm on a mission. I got to keep my pace. And I'll look at my watch. I try to look at my watch and they'll know that I'm trying to keep pace. Sometimes it doesn't work, though. Mm-hmm. They really want to talk, and I do love to talk to people in my neighborhood. But it's just like when I'm on that, last night I did five, and just around the neighborhood. But it's so great to do that because you get to see everybody, you get to meet people. And even though you're trying to keep pace, it's just really nice to see people in the neighborhood. And,
now, do you walk with other people or just you?
Oh, no, I can't. No, I walk by myself. Tyler wanted to walk with me one time. I said, you'll never keep up, and I'm not going to – you can walk with me, but I'm telling you, I'm going to keep going.
he said, see you, Pops. I'm out. Good kid, too. I mean, he's a really good kid.
Got to know your limits.
That's exactly right. Dad, walk a little bit faster. I'm heading back home, Dad. Yeah. I'll see you at the house. What would you say to the community, Jason, who has embraced you and kind of took you under their wing 9 years ago and kind of moving on? But as you said, you're going to still be here in the community. But what would you like to say to them?
You know, when I came to Licking County 9 years ago, I didn't know what to expect. But what I found was that this is a county full of very caring and supportive people and great leadership. And I have the partnerships that we have here, the agencies that we work with, everyone works very much in line with one another. And there's a lot of respect. And I am truly grateful for the opportunity that I've had to be a part of the board of DD, but also be a part of this county in the way that I've been able to. And I'm still going to be a part of it. I'm hopeful that in some ways I'll be able to serve in different ways throughout the county, but in other, you know, maybe on boards or something of that nature. But it's been very good. It's been a very good experience, and I'm very grateful for everything that everyone's done for us, and also thank the folks here, the community, the citizens that support the Board of DD, because without those services, people need those services. So we greatly appreciate the support that they provide us.
Well, as I told you at the last board meeting, how much you've meant to the community and to the folks that you serve and just the people around the area. I mean, I'd see you at Kroger Pataskala. You'd be talking to folks, or you just keep your head down and look at your phone and look at your watch and just do your thing. But it's been a pleasure working with you. Now, I will say this. I mean, I just was appointed board president, chair. He didn't even tell me that he was looking. And then I'm like, boy, you just put it to me good there, buddy. Because I kept saying, I'll stay on the board as long as you are still superintendent. And now I got to deal with this. He got me good. Mm-hmm. He got me good. He suckered me right into that one. But it's been so much fun. I've learned so much about developmental disabilities. And more importantly, what this board has done for people in the community. It's unbelievable. And you're right. The community has supported the board of DD, but it's just been so eye-opening and so much fun. And the meetings are fun. Sometimes they last a little longer, but they are a lot of fun, and it's going to be tough. I mean, it really is. We're in the process now of trying to find a new superintendent, and you don't ever replace somebody. You don't replace a Nancy Neely. You're not going to replace a Joel Riley. You're not going to replace a Jason Umstead. You just want to try to get somebody who fits in, and that can be a hard thing to do, a very hard thing. And starting 9 years ago, it just takes a while.
Yeah,
it takes a while.
Yeah, but again, I think that just how the agencies, organizations in this county work together so well, that made things easier for me when I came on board. But it still takes a good year's time to really settle in and get to know what's going on.
Yeah,
I'm gonna miss it.
That's what I've been telling my wife for 30 years, Jason. Honey, it'll get better. I promise you. It'll get 30 years in. It'll get better, sweetie.
A slow crescendo.
That's exactly right. Well, Jason, again, thank you so much. And look, I'm sure I'll be calling you for things that are happening, on a state, local, federal level. Look what's happening with folks. So you're not going to get off that. I can tell you that.
Well, I don't want to. I want to continue to be involved. This county means a lot to me.
Very good. Again, Jason Umstead, Superintendent, Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Be sure to join us tomorrow for Talk of the Town. We'll have on some folks from Esther's Grace. They work with pregnant women in our community who need a little bit of help getting through the pregnancy and then after the pregnancy. So join us tomorrow morning on Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.